will Peel Region look like in the future? Well, regional members are trying to take the guesswork out and plan ahead. They use the Mississauga Living Arts Center as a platform for focusing on Peel Region 50 years into the future. First Local's Kim McCleary has more.
180 regional members attended the Livable Peel Conference, focusing their attention on the long-term planning of Peel Region.
We're looking 50 years out in the future, up to a maximum of 50 years, and we're looking at critical issues such as transportation, environmental issues, cultural issues, social issues. Peel Region is changing a lot. It has grown a lot over the last 30 to 50 years. It will continue to grow a lot over the next 30 to 50 years. We got a ton of immigration. We got an aging population. So all of that is going to affect our livability in the future.
Guests were able to attend 15 sessions exploring ideas on sustainable energy, environmental protection, culture, and planning.
We're going to take all of these ideas and develop a work plan for council. We'll be doing specific work with our area municipal partners and doing a more in-depth look at some of these issues to try to ascertain what are the potential impacts on the programs and services provided by the region of Peel.
Peel's population by 2031 is expected to reach 1.6 million. Hugh Heron, president of Heathwood Homes Willowdale, feels it is very important for any community to plan for the future.
I think it's so exciting that Peel are actually saying that they want to look to 2051, because things happen, so it takes so long to make things happen and changes take place. Think about what has happened in the 401. Had we thought a little bit about it at the 401 maybe 50 years ago, maybe they would have been a little bit wider. Maybe they're not. There are people who will disagree with me on that. But the bottom thing is that we have to start thinking about 50 years from now.
Livable Peel's initiatives will be a long process, but Arvin is set on working with partners to make sure it is a success.
But definitely the plan is to continuously work with our partners and feed information back, gain input on some of the things we're doing, so that we're not doing doing the 50-year planning in a vacuum. We're doing it as part of a consultative, collaborative approach.
The Livable Peel Conference ensures a high quality of life for future generations of Peel Region. In Mississauga for First Local, I'm Kim McCleary.